Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Dani Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies. I am so happy to be here recording this episode for you. We're going to be diving into a topic that I could talk about day in, day out. I've got so much knowledge and have built up so much understanding around this topic. So I'm really excited today to be able to share some of my knowledge with you. And the topic is around beliefs. More specifically, how to actually transform negative beliefs. Okay, so this forms a huge part of the work that I do with my clients. It's also something that we train our students in within the Click Academy. Beliefs are such an important part of the manifesting process because you attract into your life whatever you believe about yourself, about the world around you. Your beliefs are shaping your reality. Beliefs, remember, our beliefs are both our conscious beliefs, what we know about, what we're aware of, but it's also our subconscious beliefs as well, the things that are lurking below the surface. Now, I really want to dive in specifically to the transforming beliefs section. Now, really before you dive into this work, the step prior to this, if you really want to go deep in terms of the mindset work, is to really start to peel back the layers of your subconscious mind and to find out what is actually going on when it comes to your beliefs. So before you even start the transformation process, you want to have a full, clear understanding of what your beliefs actually are. Now, a lot of people don't do this first step, okay? They just focus on their conscious mind. So they only really tackle the beliefs that they are consciously aware of without really doing the work to uncover that subconscious programming. Okay, so if you really want to get the most out of belief transformation, you really want to start with that step first, okay? Really digging into the subconscious mind to really weed out and pull to the surface everything that is lurking below, okay? Now, I'm not going to go into how you actually tap into the subconscious for this session. I really want to focus for this episode on transforming those beliefs. So once you've pulled all the beliefs to the surface, how do you then actually do the work to transform them? So some examples of these negative beliefs could be, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I don't deserve success, I don't deserve to be loved, making money is hard work, it's greedy to be money motivated. There are so many beliefs that you may uncover as you start to do that part of the process. And once you've actually brought those beliefs to the surface, I want to share with you a few things today which can actually help you transform those beliefs. Now, let's start with something very sort of, I guess, a simple step to take, and that is to actually question your beliefs, okay? Actually take a step back and ask yourself, is this belief actually true? Is this belief actually accurate? Now, this step is based upon the idea that often our beliefs are not actually based upon any fact. They're simply things that we've absorbed from others, we've absorbed by society. They're things that we've just been programmed to believe to be true without actually any concrete evidence, okay? And limiting beliefs are only as strong as the references that support your belief. And it's important to keep in mind that these references were once just ideas, okay, that then became opinions and later came together to form your beliefs. And as such, they're not necessarily real, okay? So as an example, you know, you might see your parents, let's say it's a money belief. Let's say you've got a belief that making money is hard work. Where does that belief come from? Is that true? Is that necessarily always true for everybody all the time? And you can actually see that, let's say we take that belief is just based upon your personal experience of what you've seen, of what you've taught, of what you've heard. Maybe you heard conversations about, you know, between your parents complaining that, oh, it's so hard to make money, and complaining about how hard they have to work in order to make money. These experiences then imprint on you and form your belief system, okay? So once you experience something and you see something over and over again, you start to believe that that is true. So questioning your limiting beliefs then means taking a step back and asking, is this a truth? Is this 100% true 100% of the time for 100% of all people? And if the answer is no, you can see that there's other people out there who don't believe this, who are therefore living a completely different reality. Okay, so it doesn't need to be something that you believe too. It's just an idea that you've adopted from somebody else who perhaps didn't know better. Your parents perhaps believe that as well, because that's what they've been taught. Okay, and this is where we see the same sort of patterns repeat through generations, because you just blindly absorb what you are taught from your parents, from your surroundings, from, you know, society, without actually ever questioning it, without actually taking a step back and saying, do I want to believe this? Why do I believe this? Does it necessarily need to be the truth for me? And if the answer is no, you can then decide to choose a different belief, okay? A belief that reflects the reality that you want to create for yourself. Now, a great way to start questioning your limiting beliefs is to look at other people. Are there other people out there that are experiencing something different, that casts a bit of doubt onto this belief, that makes you realize that this belief isn't a truth? So let's go back to the example of making money is hard work. Is that true for everybody? Does everybody have to work incredibly hard and sacrifice and burn themselves out in order to make money? Or are there people doing it in a way that is fun, inspiring, empowering? This was definitely a belief that I came up against when I started doing this work, when I started working on my money beliefs. And I realized that I was programmed to believe that making money had to be hard work. And so I had to start questioning this. I had to start looking outside of my environment and looking to other people who had a belief that making money could be fun, making money could be easy, and seeing what they were experiencing, you know, to make me question the validity of my own beliefs. And then just also ask yourself, you know, why do I believe this? Sometimes, again, we just adopt beliefs. We don't question them. But when we start to really poke at our beliefs, we say, you know, why do I believe this? Is this really true? Why do I believe this? Do I want to believe this? Again, that can start to cast a little bit of doubt onto these beliefs. Because if you don't have an answer for that, you know, if you're just saying, well, I believe this, but I don't actually have anything to back this belief up, you start to then question your belief. The belief starts to weaken. And then it becomes far easier to adopt a new belief that does reflect the reality you want to create. Is there any evidence out there that completely goes against this belief? Okay, that disproves this belief, that shows that this belief isn't true. So from my experience of doing the money beliefs, you know, looking and looking for evidence that shows that making money can be fun, can be easy, doesn't have to come with sacrifice. That disproved my belief. It was evidence against my belief. You know, we're looking at this stage to really weaken that belief, to really kind of discredit the belief so we can let it go. Now, something else that is really useful when it comes to transforming your beliefs is to think about the consequences of keeping hold of that limiting belief. Okay, often our subconscious mind, it wants to cling to what is familiar, okay? It wants to hold on to, you know, what we've always known. It wants to keep us comfortable, even if what is familiar isn't necessarily what is wanted, what is desired, okay? So when it comes to limiting beliefs, sometimes our subconscious mind wants to keep hold of negative beliefs because it is comfortable to us. It's what we've always known. It's how we've always acted. It's how we've always shown up, even if those negative beliefs aren't serving us. So sometimes we need a little bit of motivation to actually motivate our subconscious mind to let that belief go. And we can do this by actually getting our brain to think about the negative consequences, the negative impact of your limiting beliefs. Okay, so really think about, if I am unable to make this change to this belief and eliminate this limiting belief, what does that mean for my life? Okay, it's getting you to really think about how your limiting beliefs at the moment are really affecting you. Okay, and when we can see the impact that these negative beliefs are having on our life, it's easier for our subconscious mind to say, okay, I know that this belief isn't serving me, and to let that belief go. It's almost similar to, I like to think of this, it's kind of a bit similar to, let's say, for example, you know that you need to start exercising or you need to start eating healthier, let's say, because you're not necessarily your healthiest version of you right now. You know this, your conscious mind knows this, but for whatever reason, your subconscious mind is keeping you in this pattern of eating unhealthily, not exercising, and therefore you're not living your healthiest life. So your subconscious mind is keeping you in the unfamiliar pattern, the familiar pattern. It's keeping you comfortable, doing what you've always done and creating the same kinds of outcomes that you've always created, even if they're negative. It's keeping you in that cycle, okay? Now, as soon as you start to, let's say, for example, you have a bit of a health scare, right? Let's say you get an illness or something happens and it wakes you up a little bit. It makes you realize the severity of the situation. It makes you realize, like, God, if I'm gonna, you know, keep eating in the same way or keep, you know, not exercising, this is what could potentially happen. It almost kind of gives you a little bit of a kickstart to take action. That's the kind of same principle that we're talking about here. The idea is that you are waking your subconscious mind up. You're telling your subconscious mind, look, this is serious now, and this is what's going to happen if I don't start taking action. You know, if I keep these limiting beliefs, if I keep listening to these limiting beliefs, these are what the consequences will be. You know, so you can start to see and draw attention to how these limiting beliefs are really affecting you. What we're doing here is we're connecting the dots between the belief and between your physical reality. We're saying, look, this is what my reality is right now. I don't have the money that I want, the career that I want, the body that I want, the relationship that I want. These are all the sort of the negative things that I'm manifesting. And this is the belief that is causing this reality. You know, that realization that my beliefs are causing my reality, this is the consequence of my negative beliefs. And as soon as we start to connect the dots, it gives that motivation to say, you know what, I don't want to hold on to this belief anymore. I want to let it go. Even though it's what's familiar, I can choose to let this belief go because I know how much it's holding me back. Now, whilst we want to erase a negative belief, we also want to think about, well, what do I want to believe instead? We want to replace that negative belief with something else, something that reflects our reality. And so you want to start thinking about the person who already has the thing that I'm looking to manifest. So the person that already has the money, the success, the relationships, the health. What do they believe? What do they believe about themselves? What do they believe about the world around them? What do they believe about money? What do they believe about love? What do they believe about success? You want to start thinking about the higher version of you that already has all of the things that you would like to manifest. What does she believe? Her beliefs then need to become a part of your own belief system too. So things to think about here are, you know, let's say you're looking to manifest a specific desire. What would the person who has already achieved this desire believe? What would they have believed in order to achieve that goal? Okay, who would they need to be? What would they need to believe about themselves? What would they need to believe about their circumstances? So let's say you're looking to manifest a soulmate. You want to start thinking about, if I had already manifested that soulmate, what would I have needed to believe? What would the version of me that already has the love of their life, in their life, what would they believe about themselves, about finding love, about dating? So thinking about, you know, what would you believe about yourself? You'd need to believe that, you know, I'm lovable, I'm worthy, I deserve, you know, a lasting relationship, I have the time for a relationship. You know, you have to think about all of the things that you need to believe to attract what you want in the way that you want to attract it. Okay, so remember, you want to think about, how am I getting there? How am I attracting the thing? So, for example, money. It's not just enough to think about your beliefs in relation to having money. You also want to think about, what do I believe about the process of making money? And this was something, a bit of a stumbling block for my belief work. I thought about the beliefs I needed to have in order to have the money, but I didn't necessarily think about what I believed about the journey. And so then I found myself making the money, but actually doing so in a way that I wasn't really enjoying. You know, I was working hard, I was burning myself out, I was making a lot of sacrifices. So I also needed to start looking at my beliefs in relation to the journey, the process. I believe making money can be easy, can be fun, can be joyful, can be stress-free. Okay? So you need to start thinking about the version of you. If she already had the thing that you wanted, what would she believe about herself? It's those beliefs that you then want to become a part of your own belief system. So once you then have those beliefs, you want to think about, how do we enforce those beliefs? How do we cement those beliefs into our mind so that they become habitual? They just become a part of who we are. It's what we believe, and we don't question those beliefs. And then those beliefs can start creating our new reality. How do we do this? How do we reinforce these beliefs? Well, some of the ways are things that you've perhaps already done when it comes to belief work. Things like affirmations, statements about what you believe, stating those things in the present as if they are already true. I believe I am worthy of love. Making money is easy. Finding love is easy. I am capable of being a wildly successful entrepreneur. Think about the statements that you want to be true and start repeating them as if they already are. And those statements repeated over time will become a part of your new belief system. Affirmations are so simple, yet can be hugely, hugely impactful when it comes to transforming your beliefs. But what else can we do? How else can we start adopting this new belief system? Now, there's a few NLP exercises which I absolutely love here when it comes to transforming beliefs. One of them is the re-imprinting process. Essentially, this means going back to the place in which the belief was originally formed and actually healing the belief at the core. Okay, so a lot of our subconscious beliefs are formed at an early age, between the ages of 0 and 7, from our childhood. And they're often beliefs that were perhaps something that our parents taught us, or it might be have been a teacher, or something that we experienced at that early age. NLP re-imprinting means going back into that early experience and changing the belief at the core. Other NLP tools include include the use of submodalities. So without really going into this too much, especially for those of you who've not done any NLP training before, submodalities is basically about how you internally process things. Okay, so maybe you hear things, maybe you see things, maybe you feel things in a certain way. And our beliefs often are, they come into our reality via these submodalities. So maybe, for example, you've got a limiting belief. And when that limiting belief creeps up for you, you hear it. So maybe you hear a voice in your head saying, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough. Okay, your subconscious mind is being delivered to you via this voice in your head. You know, it's that inner mean girl, that voice that you can hear. Okay, and by changing the submodalities, by changing how we hear that voice, we can actually destroy the voice completely. Okay, we can actually discredit the voice, we can actually silence it, silence your inner critic. So for example, let's say you hear that inner mean girl creeping in, that limiting belief saying you're not good enough to become an entrepreneur. And you keep hearing that. And every time you start to take action, let's say towards your new business, that inner voice creeps in and it keeps you playing small. It keeps you stuck. It stops you from taking action. Using submodality work, we can actually change that voice. So maybe we make the voice quieter. We make it far away. So we, you know, the voice is just in the distance. It's very small, very quiet. Maybe we change the pitch of that voice. So we make it this really funny, high-pitched, squeaky voice that we can no longer take seriously. And doing that can have a real effect on the prominence of your beliefs. Okay, so if you're hearing that negative belief and all of a sudden that belief is very quiet and in the distance and in this very, very squeaky, high-pitched voice that you just can't take seriously, we can no longer take the belief seriously. And we therefore, it's very easy then to kind of let that belief go. Okay, so letting go of a limiting belief, we can use submodalities in order to do that. But again, thinking about adopting a new belief, we can do the same sort of process to adopt a new belief. Okay, so what kind of voice, let's say you are somebody who is auditory in the terms of, you know, you hear things. So that voice in your head, and at the moment, there's a lot of negative words. How would it make a difference if you started to create a narrative that you could hear, and it was in a gentle, compassionate voice, softly telling you, you can do this, go for it. You are amazing. You are great at what you do. You know, you are lovable. You are successful. You are capable of being a wildly successful, abundant entrepreneur. How would that make a difference? So it's using this voice of kindness and compassion to guide you into this new belief. Okay, so the use of submodalities then can be very, very powerful when it comes to belief work. Now, another NLP-based tool for transforming beliefs is to basically model other people that already have the beliefs that you're looking to adopt and seeing how did they show up. Okay, so if you're thinking about a successful entrepreneur and you have this belief, you want to adopt the belief of I am capable of being successful, I'm confident enough to become a successful entrepreneur. Thinking about those beliefs, looking at other people that already have those beliefs, that already are achieving what you would like to achieve, how can you start to model how they show up? How can you start to model their behaviors? So it's almost like getting a role model and looking up to them and thinking, well, what are they doing? What is working for them so that they've been able to create the success that I want to ultimately create? And you can go sort of a step further with this and think about how can I surround myself with these types of people? Remember that you are a product of the five people that you spend the most time with. So maybe you've got a lot of negative beliefs at the moment, and they maybe have been adopted from your current surroundings. So the people that are currently in your life, the people that you've currently, you know, mixed with through your, in your life so far. To adopt a new set of beliefs, it sometimes means surrounding yourself with other people who have the beliefs that you want to have as well. Okay, so this is why when you start to surround yourself with successful people, people that are already achieving, people who are on the same page as you, that are in that period of growth, that love themselves, that, you know, believe success is possible for them, you know, that are really starting to up-level their life or already have up-leveled their life. When you start to surround yourself with those types of people, you will find that their beliefs become your beliefs also, okay? Your beliefs will also start to up-level to match your surroundings. Now, I just want to wrap up this episode by talking about the importance of making a decision, deciding from this moment on that you have no space for negative beliefs that are going to hold you back. It's that making that commitment that I am committed now to change. My change is non-negotiable. Up-leveling my life is non-negotiable. I am committed to this process. and I'm committed to making this new empowered set of beliefs my reality. I am not going to stop with this work until I have a set of beliefs that reflect the reality that I want to create for myself. You have to come into this work with that level of dedication and commitment, because I will tell you that belief work, it is not going to be all rainbows and unicorns. There's going to be times when belief work is uncomfortable, okay? Because you're almost, it's like you're stepping into this new identity, right? We're so used to keeping ourselves in our comfort zones, right? Even if our comfort zone isn't serving us. We're so used to clinging on to beliefs. Because stepping into a new set of beliefs, let's face it, it can sometimes feel scary. It can sometimes feel daunting. Up-leveling your life is, you know, it can sometimes feel like a little bit overwhelming. So you have to be 100% committed to that process. And that just comes from just deciding, making that decision. You know, I'm not available for anything other than amazing change, amazing shifts within my belief system. And I'm going to commit to this work until the work is done. Okay? Now, just one more little point before we wrap this up, which I forgot to mention. And it's just really just something to be mindful of, is that when you're doing this work, it's kind of the same as I said about, you know, your subconscious mind, your brain often wants to cling onto what is familiar, what is comfortable. And sometimes we often find ourselves struggling to let go of certain beliefs because of a perceived benefit of holding on to that negative belief. So what I mean by that is that even though we know that a belief isn't serving us, there is some part of us that wants to hold on to that belief because of a perceived benefit. Okay, and this philosophy is really based in NLP. Again, it ties back to NLP that every action that we take has some sort of positive intention, okay? So whatever behavior that we do or whatever action that we take, it's rooted in some kind of positive intention, even if that action or that behavior is in some way destructive. So let's say, for example, let's say you're eating in a really bad way, you know, you're eating unhealthy foods and you know that this is the case, you know, it's a destructive behavior because, you know, you're not living your healthiest life. So it's not a positive action, yet there will be some sort of positive intention behind that, okay? That positive intention may be that, you know, it feels good to eat junk food, it's comforting, it's, you know, it's, I don't know, it makes you feel a certain way. So there's some sort of positive benefit that you're getting behind from that negative action. The same kind of thing with beliefs. Even though we can believe something that's relatively negative, there's perhaps some sort of positive gain that we're getting from that belief. So say, for example, let's say you've got a belief that I'm not smart enough to be a successful entrepreneur. Okay, so you know that's a negative belief and it's keeping you back from pursuing your dreams of starting a business. Yet that same belief can also be keeping you safe. There is some positives of that belief, okay? Because if you don't believe you're capable of being successful, you never try. Therefore, you stay in your comfort zone. You do what you've always done. It feels comfortable. It feels safe. It feels predictable. It feels secure. You may not be living your dreams, but there's that benefit of security there, okay? That comfort feeling. So that's the benefit of that negative belief. So it's something to be mindful of, because when you're doing the work to transform those beliefs, you want to be mindful of, okay, well, is there any benefit of this belief? Because you want to really break down that benefit or try and derive that benefit from another source. Question that benefit, you know, how beneficial really is that perceived benefit? Because if you don't do that, then your subconscious mind will keep pulling you back to this negative belief because of the benefits of it. Okay, so it's something to be mindful of when you're doing this work. Now, this is really just scratching the surface of this work. I hope I've given you, you know, a lot of things to think about for today and some guidance on what can really work when it comes to transforming beliefs. But There's so much more I could share with you on this topic, which unfortunately we've not got time for today, but I'll perhaps do another episode at some point in the future where I will dive into this work a little bit more for you guys. But if there are any other topics that you want to hear about, don't forget to reach out to me. I keep getting your DMs via Instagram, which is wonderful. So I'm going to start making my way through some of those requests that you guys have been sending through. But thank you, as always, for tuning in for this session. I really do appreciate it. And I, in whatever way I can serve you, just let me know. Send your requests across to me. Instagram is the best way to find me, Danny_Watson_coaching. I would love to connect with you there. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week, and I'll connect with you on the next episode. Bye, ladies.
Wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.